我今天我的题目是钱好仆人坏主人。
The title today is Money, Good Servant, Bad Master.
那我们来看圣经里面两处的经文。
Let's look at two parts of scripture.
那么首先我们来看提摩太前书第六章第十节。
Let's first look at 1 Timothy 6:10.
提摩太前书第六章第十节，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
然后我们看箴言三章第九节到第十节。
And let's look at Proverbs 3:9-10.
箴言书第三章第九节，你要以财物和一切粗俗的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒囊对吗？有新酒盈溢。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
那么有一句话说，有钱可使鬼推磨，何况人乎？
There's a saying that if you have money, you can even make the ghost do work much more people.
那么这句话形容钱财的能力和诱惑力。
And the saying speaks of the power and the attraction of money.
有钱什么都可以做。
If you have money, you could do all kinds of things.
连鬼都会听你的吩咐。
Even the ghost will listen to your commands.
那么传道书讲到万事都是虚空的。
Ecclesiastes speaks of everything as being empty.
但是谈到这个钱财的时候。
But when it speaks of money.
也肯定他的能力。
It also acknowledges his power.
就如传道书第十章第十九节这么说。
Ecclesiastes 10:19 says.
钱能叫万事殷兴。
But money is the answer for everything.
然后无论在古代或者现今的时代
No matter in ancient times or today.
那钱占了人生活的重大部分
Money takes over a fair majority part of living.
然后有人为钱而活
Some people live for money.
有人为钱而死
Some people die for money.
所以17世纪有位法国的哲学家说
So in 17th century, there's a French philosopher who said,
他说只要一谈到钱的时候，大家的信仰都是变成一样的。
When you talk about money, everyone's faith is the same.
那么苏联也有一句俗语说
And there's a Russian proverb that says,
当金钱说话，真理也静默。
When money speaks, even truth is silent.
然后如果人说钱没有价值的话
If a person says that money has no value
必定会被人看为是一个神经有问题的人
People would necessarily look at him as someone who is mentally imbalanced
一个不实际的人
It's someone who is impractical
那么是的金钱的价值是是不可以否认的
Yes, you cannot deny the value of money
因为金钱可以买衣服
Because money can buy clothes.
可以买食物。
It could buy food.
可以买车子。
It could buy a car, house.
也可以买舒适和享受。
It could buy comfort and enjoyment.
但是金钱却不是万能的。
But money is not all powerful.
不能够买到所有的东西。
It cannot buy everything.
不一定能够买到一个幸福的家庭和幸福的婚姻。
It cannot buy a happy family or a happy marriage.
有人说钱是一个很好的仆人。
Somebody said that money is a good servant.
啊，也是一个很坏的一个主人。
It's also a very bad master.
然后如果好好的去使用它
，If you use it well，
啊，它必能够带来很多的祝福。
It will bring about much blessing.
那么相对的，如果用的不恰当
，Likewise, if you don't use it right.
啊，必定会带来很多问题和痛苦。
It will bring about many problems.、嗯
我们在主耶稣的教导当中
，and Jesus teaching，
啊，钱的教导占了重大的部分。
The teaching about money takes up a fair amount。
我们圣经教导我们对钱财应当有个正确的看法。
And the Bible teaches us that we ought to have a proper view towards wealth。
然后提醒我们要善用我们的金钱。
And reminds us to use our money wisely。
啊，不要给这个金钱限制。
And not to be limited by money.
啊，不要成为金钱的奴仆。
And not become a servant or a slave to money.
我首先让我们来看啊，钱是一个坏主人。
First, let's look at that money is a bad master.
啊，第一个原因，因为贪爱钱财是万恶之根。
And so the first reason is love of money is the root of all evils.
那么钱财是综合的。
Money is neutral.
啊，的确。金钱本身不是罪恶。
Money itself is not sin.
啊，但是贪爱钱财是一种罪恶。
But the love of money is a type of sin.
因为贪爱钱财，圣经说是万恶之根。
Because the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evils.
然后问题不是钱财的本身有问题。
The problem is not that money itself has problems.
而是人对这个钱的看法和态度。
But it's people's attitude towards money.
所以箴言书其中的一个主题。
So one of the themes of Proverbs.
那么强调到这个贪爱钱财所带来的问题。
Emphasize that it's a problem which is brought about because of the love of money.
那么同时也说明这个钱那种诱惑力还有它的能力。
And it speaks of the temptation and the power of money.
所以箴言书教导做父母的要教导儿子。啊，不可贪爱钱财。
So Proverbs teaches parents to teach your children not to love money.
不要与恶人因为钱财的缘故而伤害到别人。
Do not injure others because of money.
如此做必定会有不好的下场。
And if you do such a thing, you will end up with a bad situation.
所以箴言第一章第十九节这么说。
So in Proverbs 1:19 it says.
他说凡贪念财力的所行之路都是如此，这贪念之心乃夺计得财者的之命。
Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it.
所以为了钱财，有人不择手段。
So for the sake of money, people use all kinds of methods.
所以用这个不人道的方法来得到这些财钱钱财。
They use immoral methods to get these money.
啊，比如说贪污。
Perhaps corruption.
啊，去偷去抢。
To steal, to rob.
啊，走私贩毒。
To sell things illegally.
所以为了钱，人失去了良心。
And so for the sake of money, people lose their conscience.
啊，欺骗说谎。
They lie.
啊，违背亲情。违背亲情就是dishonor relationship 啊，出卖朋友
，and they sell off their friends。
所以为了钱什么都敢做
，and for the sake of money they're willing to do anything。
所以很多人愿意付上很大的代价来得到这些钱财。
So people are willing to put up a lot in order to get the wealth。
所以保罗在刚才我们看那段那节经文提摩太前书第六章第十节指出这个贪爱钱财所带来的问题。
So in 1 Timothy 6:10 it speaks of the problem which is brought about by the love of money.
所以贪财是万恶之根，有人贪念钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以这节经文说，有人贪爱钱财到了一个地步，把自己的 信仰也放弃了。
So here speaks of some people who love money so much that even they gave up their faith.
我认识的一位朋友就是如此。
I have a friend who was like this.
原本是一个很热心侍奉主的一个人。
He was a very zealous Christian who served God.
参与教会的侍奉。
He served in the church.
还带这个查经班。
And he led Bible study.
后来他跟朋友合股做生意。
Later on, he and a friend started a business.
然后生意越做越好。
The business was successful.
越做越大。
It expanded.
然后钱赚越来越多。
And he earned more and more money.
然后因着钱的缘故，使到他对神的信心也越来越冷淡。
But because of money, his faith towards God was diminished.
到了一个地步，他也不去敬拜神。
To a point that he didn't even come to church.
就好像这节经文说离开了真道。
Just like this verse says, have wandered from the faith.
所以这位朋友成为这个金钱的奴仆。
And this friend became the slave to money.
那么后来因为经济的不景。
And later on because of the economy problems.
生意失败了。
His business failed.
所以他所赚来的钱突然间都不见了。
All the money that he earned suddenly disappeared.
而且被人追债。
And he was being chased by the creditors.
那么甚至要他们的生命。
Even seeking after their lives.
所以这节经文讲的一点都没有错。
So this verse is true.
所以贪财是万恶之根。
So for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
有人贪恋钱财就把引诱就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以贪爱钱财必定没有他好的下场。
So the love of money will not end well.
我其实你看圣经的时候，你发觉到有好些例子谈到这些贪爱钱财来的人所付出惨痛代价。
And if you look at scripture, you see that the love of money bring bad results happen to many biblical characters.
比如说在旧约圣经有一个人叫做亚干。
For instance, in the Old Testament, there's a man named Achan.
他贪爱这个美衣和金钱。
He loved the clothing and the money.
违背了神的命令。
And he disobeyed God's commands.
那么结果连累了很多人。
And it actually, caused problem for many people.
那么最后他被遭用石头打死的后果。
Finally, he was stoned to death.
还有一个人在旧约圣经就是基哈西。
And then there's another character in the Old Testament named Gehazi.
他也贪爱钱财。
Gehazi also loved money.
如果你看圣经的话，他背着主人先知以利亚向乃曼王讨礼物。
And if you see that he disobeyed his master Elijah and went to Naaman to ask for things.
结果受神的责备。
And he was rebuked by God.
犯了这个大麻风病。
And he contracted leprosy.
还有在新约圣经里面，主耶稣其中的一个门徒犹大。
And in the New Testament, one of Jesus' disciples, Judas.
因为贪爱钱财的缘故。
Because of the love of money.
为了30块钱把耶稣出卖。
For the sake of 30 pieces of silver, he sold Jesus.
后来因着自己的罪过，最后被吊死了。
But, because of his own sin, then he hung himself.
是的，金钱的能力非常大。
True, the power of money is great.
它的诱惑力也非常大。
And temptation is great.
能够使到一个人成为一个金钱的奴仆。
And can cause a person to become slave to money.
能够摧毁一个人的生命。
And can destroy a person's life.
而钱是一个坏主人。
So money is a bad master.
第二个原因，因为金钱不可靠。
Second reason, because money is not dependable.
那么有人说财富既其贵重，它代表权力、享受和自由。
So some people say that money brings about honor and freedom.
那么这句话说有钱就有权力。
And it speak of if you have money, you have power.
有钱就有地位。
If you have money, you have position.
有名誉，有保障。
You have name, you have security.
那么无可否认的，金钱是有它的价值。
And you can't deny that money has its value.
那么箴言书也说啊，这个钱财代表安全感。
And Proverbs speaks of wealth as having a sense of security.
啊，这个不是圣经的教导，是一般人的看法。
This is not a biblical teaching, but this is what most people think.
有钱的时候就感到很安全。
There's safety when you have money.
所以，所谓我们 call 这个 social security.
So that's why we call it social security.
啊，我们把钱放在那边。
We put the money there.
退休的时候就有钱用。
And when you retire this money,
所以才称为 social security.
That's why you call it social security.
所以在箴言书第十章第十五节这么说。
So in Proverbs 10:15 it says,
他说富户的财物是他的坚城，穷人的贫乏是他的废墟。
The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor.
所以一个有钱的人他好像居住在一个很坚固的城里面。
So someone who's wealthy, it seems as though they're living within a fortified city.
带来给他安全感。
And give him a sense of security.
因为一个坚固的城能够防备这个敌人的攻打。
Because a fortified city can withstand the attack of enemies.
能够保护着住在城里的人民。
It can protect the people who live within the city.
但是穷人却不一样。
Yeah, the poor is different.
好像居住在这个废墟里面。
They're living in a ruin.
一无所有，没有保障。
They have nothing, they have no security.
那么同样的，在箴言书第十八章第十一节也这么说。
Likewise, in Proverbs 18:11 it says,
他说富足的人的财物是他的坚城，在他心里犹如高墙。
The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it an unscalable wall.
我们这节经文说，金钱不只能够带给人保障。
And so here it says that not only do wealth bring about a sense of security,
也能够使到一个人自以为豪。
They would also bring pride to a person.
难怪一些很有钱的人，他们感觉到高高在上。
And it's no wonder that some rich people think that they're above others.
看不起别人。
They look down on others.
然后一般的人都觉得钱能够带来安全感。
Most people think that money can give them a sense of security.
所以就尽他们的一生来赚取更多的钱财。
So they spend their whole life trying to earn more money.
然后越多的钱就感觉到越安全。
The more money they have, the more secure they feel.
那么但是从圣经的角度来看，金钱不是万能的。
But from a biblical perspective, money is not all powerful.
金钱有很多的限制。
Money has much limitation.
不能够解决人所有的问题。
It cannot resolve men's every problem.
那些认为金钱是万能的人。
Those who think that money is all powerful.
是最可怜的人。
They're most pitiable.
所以犹太人有一句俗语说，
So the Jews have a saying.
只有金钱，没有其他的东西是最可怜的。
If you only have money but nothing else, you're the most pitiable person.
金钱可以买房屋，但却买不到家庭。
Money can buy a house but not a family.
金钱可以买床铺，却买不到睡眠。
Money can buy a bed but not sleep.
有些人不能够睡。
Some people can't sleep.
虽然有一个床，但能不能睡。
But even though they have a bed, they can't sleep.
金钱可以买时钟，却买不到光阴。
Money can buy a clock, but not time.
那么金钱可以买书本，却买不到知识。
Money can buy a book, but not knowledge.
那么金钱可以买地位，却买不到尊重。
Money can buy a position, but not honor.
金钱可以买药品，却买不到健康。
Money can buy medicine, but not health.
金钱可以买别人，却买不到爱情。
Money can buy people, but it cannot buy love.
那么金钱可以买宗教，却买不到永生。
Money can buy religion, but not eternal life.
钱是一个坏主人。
Money is a bad master.
第三个原因，从这个箴言来看，他说因为金钱是会展示这个就是展示而非。
And from the Bible, the third reason is that money grows wings and flies away.
所以箴言书提醒我们在我们一生里面不要追求这个财富。
So Proverbs reminds us that in our lives we shouldn't seek after wealth.
因为钱财是暂时的。
Because money is temporary.
所以在箴言书第二十三章第四节第五节这么说。
So in Proverbs 23:4-5 it says,
他说不要劳碌求富修障自己的聪明你岂是定睛在虚无的钱财上吗因钱财必长翅膀如鹰向天飞去。
Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches.And they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
所以不要劳碌求富，修障自己的聪明。
So, do not wear yourselves out to get rich.
那么这句话教导我们不要拼命的工作。
And so, this says that we shouldn't, keep working and wear ourselves out.
拼命地追求这个财富
to seek after wealth.
所以单单凭着自己的聪明而不依靠神而活是愚昧的
So if you only use your own wisdom instead of relying on God to live then that's a foolishness.
因为钱财是暂时的
Because money is temporary.
所以它甚至好像一个鹰样长出翅膀而飞走了
And it's even like a eagle with wings and who flies away.
然后这里说你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗
And so, if you cast but a glance at riches,
所以
they are gone.
这个问题是一个修辞问句
And this is a rhetorical question.
所以这句话要我们自己反省。
So it wants us to examine ourselves.
所以他说一个人耗尽自己一生的能力来赚取这些钱财他说值得吗
So he's asking if you spend your whole life chasing after wealth, is it worth it?
答案很简单不值得
The answer is easy, it's not worth it.
不用问已经知道了
You don't need to ask and you already know it.
所以把自己的生命投在这个暂时的金钱上从箴言书来看是一个大错误。
So from the perspective of Proverbs, if you invest your life in the pursuit of wealth, that is a wrong thing.
然后人辛辛苦苦的劳碌为着来赚取这些钱财。
That you use all, you wear yourselves in order to get rich.
但是没有想到不能够把这些钱财管住。
But you can't even hold on to the riches.
因为离开世界的时候不能够把它一起带走。
Because when you leave this world, you cannot take it with you.
所以箴言书说那个金钱喜爱自由。
So, Proverbs says that money loves, freedom.
像一个不被约束的一个鹰一样。
It's as an unconstrained eagle.
所以一个生下来的鹰它在窝里面渐渐地长大。
So, eaglet after it's born will grow.
一旦它学会飞的时候它就远走高飞。
Once it learns how to fly, then it will fly high and leave.
永远不会回来。
Never returning again.
金钱也是一个幻觉。
And, money is also just an illusion.
那么走近的时候它就消失了。
When you go near it, it disappears.
我记得我做了一个梦在我的印象中很深刻的。
I remember I had a very memorable dream.
也就是在我小时的时候我做这个梦。
I dreamt this when I was young.
所以我记得在梦里的时候我就在地上玩这个泥沙。
In my dream, I was playing in the dirt.
然后一直在挖。
And I kept digging.
然后突然间挖到哇看到很多银钱。
And suddenly I saw that I found a lot of money.
越挖越多。
And the more I dug, the more I got.
所以心里面感到非常的高兴。
So I was very happy in my heart.
然后突然间醒来了。
Suddenly I woke up.
非常的失望。
I was very disappointed.
金钱有这个所谓好像幻觉一样。
Money is a sense of illusion.
所以在如果你记得的话，在1997年这个金融风暴在亚洲的时候，
If you remember 1997 the economic crash in Asia，
很多人的钱飞走了。Many
people's money flew away.
在几天的时间，在几个星期里面，钱不见了。
In a few days, a few weeks, their money disappeared.
就好像箴言书所说的。
Just as what Proverbs said.
然后钱财是综合的。
Money is neutral.
但是钱财不是恶的。
Money is not evil.
但是贪财才是恶的。
But the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
如果钱财是一个坏主人。
So if money is a bad master.
但相对的钱财是一个好仆人。
But money is also a good servant.
那么钱财的好坏要看我们怎样去使用它。
The value of money, whether good or bad, depends on how we use it.
那如果我们成为钱的奴仆的话，
If we become a servant to the money,
那么钱就是恶的。
Then money is evil.
如果我们成为钱的主人的话，
If we're the master of money,
那么钱是好的。
Then money is good.
所以当我们生命被钱财控制的时候，
So when our lives are controlled by money,
将会带来很多不良的后果。
It will bring about many bad results.
那么相对的， 如果我们好好的去利用我们的钱财，
Likewise, if we use our money wisely,
那么将会产生无限的价值。
And will bring about much value.
所以钱不只是一个坏主人， 也是一个好仆人。
So money not only is a bad master, it's also a good servant.
那么第一， 因为钱可以用来帮助人。
First, because you can use money to help people.
所以在 箴言书第3章第27节怎么说？
So in Proverbs 3:27 it says,
他说你手若有行善的能力不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。
Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act.
所以这节经文讲到助人为本的道理。
So this is the principle of when to help.
助人不是一个选择。
To help others is not a choice.
而是一种道德的责任。
But it's a moral obligation.
如果经济许可的话，
If your finances allow,
我们应当帮助那些有需要的人。
We ought to help those who are in need.
然后不要做一个一毛不拔的守财奴。
Do not be a Scrooge.
广东话说过很重啊。 你们听得懂吗？ 一样意思，这个守财奴。 以前帮助人有什么好处呢？
Helping others, what good is it?
他们会还债吗？
Can they repay their debt?
他们会感谢你吗？
Will they give thanks to you?
但是从圣经的角度来看， 助人是应该的。
But from a biblical perspective, helping others is something you should do.
因为从箴言书来看， 有两个神的祝福。
Because from Proverbs, there are two blessings from God.
我在这里讲到好施舍的必得富裕，滋润人的必得滋润。
A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
这个是施比受更为有福的道理。
So this is the principle of it is more blessed to give than to receive.
说明一个爱施舍的人必蒙这个福气。
So a generous man will prosper, will be blessed.
所以你看这两个字，富裕，它是指有财富的意思。
Prosper means you have wealth.
有幸福的意思。
There's blessings.
心满意足和健康等等的东西。
And satisfaction and health, etc.
所以滋润人的必得滋润。
He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
所以这句话用浇灌田地来比喻施舍的人所带来的这个好处。
And so, here it uses, the idea of farming to help, you with, understanding.
这里讲到穷人好比这个很干旱的这个土地。
Here it speaks of the poor as, a very dry soil.
如果得到别人的浇灌。
If they are, refreshed by others,
然后必定能够有丰收。
Then there will be, much harvest.
那么田地如果有丰收的话，每一个人都得到好处。
And if there's a good harvest and everyone, will benefit from it.
那么有一句话说，金钱就像粪肥。
And there's a saying that, money is as animal casting.
堆积如山。
If you pile it up in a heap,
奇臭无比。
It stinks.
但若撒在地里，必定带来许多益处。
But if you spread it onto the soil, you will bring much, benefit.
我父亲是做农夫的。
My father was a farmer.
我记得在圆丘里面放了一大堆的那个鸡粪。
And I remember in our yard there was a lot of, chicken casting.
Chicken dung. 不晓得你们有没有闻过鸡粪。
I don't know if you ever smelled it.
那么他这堆鸡粪准备要要撒在这个圆丘里面那些农作物。
And, the plan was to use this, to spread around the farm.
所以一大堆的鸡粪堆在那边那种味道。
And when they were all together, it had stunk.
在很远的地方就已经闻到，你真的不敢走近。
You could smell it from far away.
但是这些鸡粪当它撒在地上的时候。
But when you spread it around.
确实到那些农作物长得很茂盛。我看亲眼看到。
That it would cause the, produce to grow well.
所以钱是一个好仆人，第一，我们要帮助别人。
So,Money is a good servant because we can use it to help others.
那么第二个福就是神会亲自赏还那些施舍的人。
And the second blessing is that God will use it to repay those who gave.
他说怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华他的善行耶和华必赏还。
He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord and he will reward him for what he has done.
那么如果我们帮助别人我们不是要表现自己。
If we help others, we're not trying to, show off ourselves.
也不是为了名声。
We're not doing it for the sake of name.
我们知道世界上有很多捐金钱的人他的名一定要放在那边。
We know that many people who donate money require that their name be put up.
但是圣经说施舍的人是因为出于怜悯。
But, the,Bible tells us that those who give is give out of, mercy.
而是要遵行神的吩咐。
And it's to follow God's commands.
你施舍的时候圣经说好像借钱给耶和华神。
When you give, it's as though we're lending to the Lord.
那么神成为我们的欠债者。
And God becomes our debtor.
那么根据这个旧约里面的律法
According to, biblical teaching.
借钱给弟兄不可以取利。
When we lend money to our brothers, we cannot ask for interest.
如果欠债的没有办法还钱的话。
If the debtor is not able to pay.
那么债主不必追债。
The creditor cannot go after the person.
因为神是最富有的欠债者。
Because God is the most wealthy debtor.
我们不必去追债。
We don't need to ask for our money back.
他不但能够还债，而且并且多倍的偿还。
He not only can pay back, but he will add rewards to it.
所以主耶稣说，施比受更为有福，就是这个道理。
So Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
那么第一，钱除了用来帮助别人。
First, money could be used to help others.
那第二，钱是用来荣耀神的。
Second, money could be used to glorify God.
所以在箴言书第三章第九节到第十节怎么说
？So in Proverbs 3:9-10, it says，
他说你要以财物和一切出属的土产尊荣耶和华。
Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops。
那么这样，你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒囊有新的盈溢。
Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine。
那么这里讲到钱财，好像那些出熟的那些土产一样。
And so, here speaks of money as a first fruit。
那首先必须献给神。
First, we need to offer to God。
把最好的献给神。
To give the best to God。
因为当我们这样做的时候，必得到神的祝福。
Because when we do this, we will be blessed by God。
我们奉献钱财在神的事工上啊，是圣经的教导。
So to offer money for God's work is biblical teaching。
也是神的吩咐。
It's a command from God。
当我们把我们的金钱奉献在神的事工的时候
，When we offer money for God's work，
我们是把这个钱投资在这个永恒的事情上。
We invest our money into eternal things。
当我们这样做的时候，将会产生无限的价值。
When we do this, it will bring about much value。
所以马太福音第六章第十九节、二十节这么说。
So Matthew 6:19-20 says，
他说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.Where moths and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
我这里有100块钱。
I have a $100 bill here.
我可以把它用在我自己的需要上。
I could use it for myself.
到这个高级的餐馆可能不够。
To a very expensive restaurant, perhaps that's not enough.
去吃一顿好菜。
To eat a very good meal.
或者买贵一点的东西，或者是名牌的东西。
Or perhaps buy something a little bit more expensive or name brand stuff.
那么我也可以把它奉献在神的事工上。
Or I could offer it for God's work.
我想这个100块钱的投资哪一个比较有价值
so, but which investment of this $100 would be of more value?
让我们成为钱财的主人。
Let's become the master of money.
不是钱财的仆人。
Instead of slaves to money.
让我们安静来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet ourselves and reflect on today's message.
让我们思想一下，我们是钱财的主人还是钱财的仆人？
Are we the servant or the master of money?
那么钱在我们的生命里面的地位是怎么样的
？And what is the position of money in our lives？
让我们审查我们自己，我们是否是一个贪爱钱财的人
？And let's examine ourselves to see whether we are people who love money。
天父，求你帮助我们。
Father, please help us.
帮助我们晓得如何去使用我们的金钱。
Help us to know how to use our money.
也求主帮助我们能够把我们的金钱用在这个有永恒价值的事情上。
Please also help us to use our money on what's of eternal value.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.